Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle with me, your host, Joshua Smith. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday. I hope you made it over the hump. I know Mondays can be a little rough. I just worked 5 12s in a row, so I've been a little fried. But I didn't have anybody lined up for a show tonight, so I figured maybe we could do something a little different. You guys are always real live in the chat, having a good time and stuff, so I figured I would come on and do a little solo show and answer any questions that you might have. These podcasters never really take the time to do AMAs with their viewers, so I figured it might be a good time to do that. So make sure you guys get your questions in the chat, and I will do everything I can to answer everything you guys would like to hear me talk about. I know we spend a lot of my show talking to others, and you get little glimpses here and there of me talking, but I would like to let you guys know what I feel and what I think about some things and answer some of your questions. So definitely go check out my sponsors, toplobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get all kinds of wonderful hand-drawn custom merch by using BTC at checkout for a 10% discount. Or you can join the Patreon, subscribe star, or become a member of the YouTube channel under all my videos by hitting the join link, where you can get into a private Discord server and get all of his new gear up to 2 weeks before it goes to the general public at like a 30% discount. So it's really worth it, man. I'm telling you, if you guys do like a $5 monthly subscription and you buy a lot of Top Lobster gear, you'll be actually making money. So, and of course, executive producers of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at. Much cheaper and much more efficiently. Seriously, if you guys own a business, go check them out today. They are amazing. Man, so there's a lot going on in the world right now. I had to work today. I had a 12-hour shift today. And so I essentially spent the entire day watching closing remarks from the Rittenhouse trial. And boy, howdy, has it been an absolute mess. These prosecutors are shit heels completely. Absolutely unethical liars. Anybody who's watched the trial knows that they're using their closing statements to try and lead the jury to something that is completely false, that none of the evidence supports. And it has been absolutely wild. So if you guys want to talk about that, we can talk a lot about that. I spent my whole day pretty much watching it. It's been absolutely crazy. Let's see. Craig says, what's up, Top? What's going on, brother? How you doing? Let's see. When does the verdict? I think it depends on the jury. I think they've adjourned for the night. So we probably won't get a verdict until tomorrow at some point. If the jury is able to reach a consensus, I mean, if they have to haggle, I mean, you know, sometimes a deliberation could take a long time. For me, I think it's a clear cut case. I really do. I don't think, you know, I've been watching everything and I just can't, you know, I can't understand how anybody could think that it wasn't self-defense. I think the people that we're dealing with in this country that don't think it was self-defense, really believe that because of a political bias. You know, whether it's because Rittenhouse backed the blue or because he's some perceived Trump supporter or what, it's pretty obvious that there's a radical, political bias to this entire trial. But at the end of the day, for me, it's not about this trial isn't about Kyle Rittenhouse, right? Like that's where I'm at. This isn't a trial about Kyle Rittenhouse. This is a trial about your right to defend yourself from the mob. That's literally what we're looking at right now. Every single one of us, our right to defend ourselves from the violent, angry mob that we saw last year burning down buildings and cars and attacking people in the streets. That's what is on trial right now, is our right to defend ourselves from that mob. And we know every day that the courts are becoming hyper partisan, right? We know that. We know that you know, they've ever since, you know, admins have been trying to pack the court and trying to get their people into the Supreme Court. It's become a hyper-partisan dog and pony show. It's really what it is. And, you know, even with the Republicans that we have on the Supreme Court, you know, if you look at them, they don't always come down on the side of conservatives and You know, they come down on the side of whatever the party wants. So it is really becoming hyper-partisan. So, you know, it's scary. It's a scary time in the United States for the day. Listen, our judicial system and the justice system in America has not ever really been a great system. You know, for me, who's, you know, at heart an anarchist, but definitely would like to see the country be more liberty forward. It's a really bad, shitty system. A lot of innocent people go to jail. A lot of people have been to jail for really dumb fucking things that they shouldn't be in jail for. You know, people shouldn't be going into rape cages for smoking a plant, you know, and there's still states that are doing that. But with the hyper partisanship and of, you know, really, and these woke mobs, threatening, you know, threatening juries, threatening judges, if they don't come down on the side of the Democrats' reality, and then the left's reality, it's really a scary, scary, scary time, in the U.S. justice system. So, that's what's at stake right now. That's really what's at stake with the Rittenhouse trial is all of our right, to defend ourselves from the angry leftist mob that burns things in the streets and beats people up and kills them, man. It's really what it is. What's going on, Outlaw Barber? Thanks for the $5 super chat, man. I appreciate you. He said, this is for a nugget of the good stuff. Everyone show Josh some love. Great show. Yeah. The good stuff. I live in Iowa, man. So it's, you know, the good stuff's few and far between, brother. When I left California, it was probably the one thing I knew I was going to have to give up was good weed. So, let's see. We got some other questions here in the chat. I'll try to keep this going for a while, man. I don't have like super long time and probably not going to do a members only chat tonight, since it's just me, but, let's see what we got here. Top says he's dropping new merch soon. So sign up on that Patreon, Subscribestar, or the, YouTube channel. So you can get in that Discord chat. Every time you drop something, it's like Christmas every time, man. What's up, Acid Drop? I always say your name right, wrong. I don't know why I always want to say Dropsy, but it's Draposy. Is that how you say it, buddy? The prosecution, it, by the way, that's the lead singer of my, my theme song and my outro as well. So if you're not familiar, go follow the homie. He's the wood chipper man. The prosecution straight up cited like two or three things that weren't admitted as evidence. It was way more than that, dude. And they cited things that were, you know, in direct conflict with what many of the experts say, like the way that the stippling was on the child pedophile's hand. It was clear that he grabbed the gun. You know, the way that he was shot in the back was actually from the top as he was falling. And they made it sound like the kill shot was the back shot that he was like already laying on the ground. I mean, there was things that were, you know, there was things that were evidenced, corroborated by experts, and they were in their closing arguments, they were making arguments that were in direct conflict with what the experts had testified throughout the trial. And of course, you know, the people who were already against Rittenhouse are like, yeah, that's what happened, you know. And it's like, the prosecution aren't the experts. They aren't the fucking experts. Those guys, they literally, all they care about is a feather in their hat, getting a win for the state. And they're going to do it whatever they can at all costs, but they're not the experts. You know, they have to bring the experts in. They have to question the experts. All they do is take notes. You know, they ask the questions to the experts answer, they take notes, and then they say, this is what the expert says. But these, you know, with the prosecution, they're saying things that the experts didn't say. They're saying things that are in direct conflict to what the experts say. Those are lies. They're absolute lies. And that's what we're dealing with these people, man. It's crazy. Prosecution used Instagram filters on a blurry surveillance camera. Yeah, dude, it was really fucking stupid. I mean, you couldn't see anything in those pictures, dude. Absolutely nothing. Watching the Rittenhouse trial, I felt inspired to donate to Maj Tere's Black Guns Matter. Yes, everybody should try to get Maj Tere to the million he needs to set up the outlet that he's trying to do. It's definitely worth it right now. Which case is more likely for a possible violent outcome, Kyle or Ahmaud Arbery? That is a tough question. I think that the Ahmaud Arbery case will go the way that the violent mob wants it to go. That's how I feel about that. And meanwhile, and I really want to bring this up, like while all of this is going on, right? Like all of this crazy shit with the Rittenhouse trial and then the Ahmaud Arbery case, Jizzface, Max, whatever her name is, Epstein's wife, right, is also on trial. Her trial started today. Jizzface Maxwell, like, it started today. And so there's a reason why these other cases are going to be very, very highly publicized, because they don't, you know, they don't want that. And then they're, you know, and then they put the Steve Bannon arrest up today on every single news outlet you can find, you know, for a contempt of Congress charge, which is probably a fine and some probation if he gets convicted. You know, and that too, I mean, that's crazy that, you know, they're going after Bannon for this. But also, hasn't Fauci lied to Congress several times? Don't we think that he needs to be indicted on some of that stuff soon? I would say so. But I know, I think as far as violence goes, they're both, you know, I think the Ahmaud Arbery case is probably going to go the way the violent mob wants it to go. They'll still find shit to look at. These people will literally go out and burn shit down for no reason. It's not about the virtue that they're looking for. I mean, they just want to burn and loot shit. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's what it was. And I'm somebody who's like a supporter of peaceful protests. Like, I really am, right? And so, like, when this shit all started, I was like, all right, cool, man. Yeah, go. You know, if you guys are gonna go protest for ending qualified immunity, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. You know, police should not have qualified immunity. They should not be able to get off on charges that we would go to prison for years and years and years, right? They should have the same set of laws. They should have to follow the same set of laws, and they should have the same kind of punishments. I mean, it should be across the board, whether you're a policeman or not. So, like, when this shit started happening, I was like, cool, man. Hell yeah. Do it. But then I came to realize over a year or so that they were just, they just wanted to burn and loot and hurt people. And it's all about political ideology. It has nothing to do with these issues that they speak about all the time. And so I don't know, man. But I think the Rittenhouse case, I think they're going to burn a lot of shit when he walks. And I do think he's going to walk. You know, I really do. I do. Especially when they drop the minor in possession of a legal gun charge today, which anybody who's been paying attention already knew that was a bogus charge. Even the prosecutor knew it was a bogus charge. And they tried him for it anyways, because, you know, much like the Ross Ulbricht case, with the murder for hire that they charged him with, brought up, and then dropped in court, it was just a tactic to drag him through the court of public opinion, you know, and that's what it was. You know, minor in possession, traveled across state lines, even though Antioch, Illinois is like 10 minutes from Kenosha and he's there all the time. You know, it's just absolutely insane. So it's going to be violent. When he walks, it's going to be really violent. I guess the hope is that a lot of people come across state lines. You know what I mean? That's all I can say. I think at some point people are going to have to start fighting back for their property and their lives. I mean, really, that's what's going to come down to. If the prosecutor needs a new line of work, they seem perfect for MSM liars. Yeah. Oh, dude, there's no doubt in my mind that Binger's going. He's got a spot on MSNBC or CNN soon, for sure. He was really good, too. Don't get me wrong, dude. Like, you know, as upset as I am with him of the lying and all the bullshit, like, the dude's really good at what he does. He's really good. He's not good at holding the gun. He really fucking sucks at shouldering a gun. I mean, it was really bad. But he's really good at what he does, dude. He really is. I mean, he made a compelling case. I think the way he spoke was like he'd been at Toastmasters for the last decade. I mean, he really did a good job. He's good at his job. But he's a shitheel, and he's a liar, and he's unethical. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. See, Josh is looking quite Amish these days. Thanks, Dickie Walnuts. I appreciate you, bro. Yeah, it is. It is. The beard is getting a little long. I'm probably going to get it touched up this week. Sorry, my scroll button went way down. Let's see. It's a trial on self-defense. Yes, Moy Kane, it is absolutely 100% a trial on self-defense. I agree. It has implications for all of us, for all of us. The prosecutors made an overt attack on self-defense. You should have carried hollow points. Otherwise, you're reckless. It's fucking stupid. Like, Full Metal Jackets aren't made to go through people and just keep going. I mean, that's really not... I'm not a gun expert, so I could be wrong, but... let's see. Let's get some of these super chats. Michael Ravel, what's up, man? $5 super chat. Where do you stand on this post-libertarian HAPA GOP stuff? So last night I talked a little bit about it with Tommy Sammons, who's great. If you haven't watched that show, you should definitely check it out. I'm a big fan of Tommy Sammons. And then when I had Pete and Andrew and Buck on last week, we talked a lot about it. But I, you know, look, if you absolutely cannot join the Libertarian Party, and I get it, dude. Like, I really understand that people cannot, some people just cannot join the Libertarian Party. Some people can just not be a part of it. They don't believe in it. You know, they can't deal with the Lulberts. They can't be a part of the fight. Like, I get it, dude. Like, I'm so black-pilled on the Libertarian Party right now, too, personally. We have a LNC meeting coming up the weekend of December 4th in Boston. I haven't even bought my plane ticket yet, dude. Like, I'm literally, and if I don't show up to that meeting, I will have effectively resigned from the LNC because I missed the last LNC meeting due to family stuff and the COVID that I was exposed to COVID at work. And so I couldn't go just in case. I'm so blackpilled on it. I don't want to be a part of this LNC anymore. They're just fucking horrible, shitty, bureaucratic, wannabe, fucking power hungry pussies. All of them. I mean, there's like three or four people on the board that are all right, man, and cool. Like, I love Steven Nicola. I love Dustin Nana. I like Ken Molman. But this whole thing with Karen Ann Harlos and throwing her off and all this shit, like, I don't want to be a part of these people. I don't want to work with them. And it doesn't matter. Like, I could show up to the Libertarian National Committee meeting, and anything that we want is not going to happen because this board stinks. They're terrible. They're horrible garbage. They spent almost our entire term arguing about me and Karen Ann Harlos and about our social media. Like, go do something fucking important instead of monitoring our social media and our shows to find bad stuff you can use to get rid of us. That's what they spent like the whole term doing that shit. I don't want to be a part of that. You know, and so like, I get it. Like, I in my heart, I understand that people can't. You know, there's people that don't want to be a part of the Libertarian Party. So if you can't be a part of the Libertarian Party, please don't join the Democrats. You know what I mean? Please don't join the Democrats. Don't bolster them. Don't try. You're not going to find a home in the Democrats. But there is a rising surge of Liberty Republicans. There is a rising surge of Libertarians joining the Republican Party. There's big, huge speaking heads for the Republican Party that have said the future of the Republican Party is Libertarian. You know, and maybe they're a little different than, you know, the Libertarian Party on borders, right? Or abortion or like whatever. I don't care. They're trying to get into the Republican Party and roll back the state. I'm more than happy to see them do it. You know, I love Pete. I love Buck. You know, Buck's probably one of my favorite dudes in the whole movement. Like, I don't talk about Buck a lot. I've had Buck on the show twice. He's probably one of my favorite dudes in the movement. He's a hardcore dude. He's super paleo, conservative, really hardcore, staunch libertarian. And he's going to run for city council in Texas. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good thing. I want more people like that to win office. And if you're going to do it through the Praxian route, the Tho Bishop route, then cool. More power to you, man. I love you death. And you know, every time I talk to Tho, he's like, I don't hate you. I just think you're too good for the Libertarian Party. I get that, man. There's a lot of people that are too good for the Libertarian Party right now. So if they're gonna drop Libertarian talking points in the Republican Party, more power to them, man. I support it. I love it. Level Zero, what's up, man? $5 super chat. Thanks. He said, what do you think about the mildly critical CNN article about Kamala and the backlash they're getting from the other media sideshow? Yeah. So I actually haven't read the article. I did read the Babylon Bee article that said, good news, Kamala and Joe Biden are at 66% approval rate. If you put their approval rates together, they're just losing support left and right. And it is so beautiful. You know, CNN being critical of Kamala says a lot because, you know, these hyper-partisan news outlets in the corporate news media, like Fox and CNN, I mean, these are like the Republicans can do no wrong. The Democrats can do no wrong. It doesn't matter how much wrong they do. They can't do any wrong, right? And so to see like CNN be a little critical, and I know the article you're talking about, I just haven't read it. To see them be a little bit, even a little in the tiniest bit critical of the vice president who we all know sucks, you know, she's terrible. That's a huge thing, dude. That's really cool. It's, you know, I would love to see more of it. I'm not under the illusion that there's going to be some departure from the, you know, the DNC narrative at CNN. Like, that's not going to happen, you know, but it's still nice to see some of their people get a little bit of a wake up call, you know? So Let's see what else we got. Outlaw Barber, man. You just became a member for 2 months, brother. You got that nice icy blue BTC badge. I like it. Thank you, sir. Move to Oklahoma City. We got the good stuff here. Rittenhouse will walk, most likely. If not, then someone will bust him out. Why you solo tonight? So I'm not moving to Oklahoma, but I did have fried chicken in Oklahoma City. It was really, really good. I had a good time in Oklahoma. I liked Oklahoma. My buddy Andrew took me, Andrew Swatsky took me to a really good pizza place in Oklahoma City too. And I'm not going to remember what it's called, but we had a pizza that had jalapenos and mandarin oranges on it, dude. And like chicken or something. I know that's like an abomination to a lot of people, man, but it was really, really good. I very much enjoyed it. But no, I'm happy in Iowa right now, man. I just got to get through the cold, you know. Top Lobster got that nice green 5 month member badge. Thank you, sir. Beard to penis ratio. I don't know, man. I don't know. I've never measured. So the beard is getting really, really crazy. Let's see. And I'm solo tonight because I didn't book anybody for tonight. I've been really busy and also slacking on the show. I know you guys have probably noticed, and I'm really I'm sorry about it, man. Like, I really gung-ho about the show for like 6 months. Then we started getting ready for the Disney trip, and then we had some family stuff going on, and then the COVID hit, and I was booking my schedule like 30 days in advance, and I just had problems booking. Then, I was like, the other day I was going to start really hitting the booking, the books real hard again to get a bunch of new guests on. And, Twitter took my account from me with 20,000 followers. So now I'm back down to 3,200 followers, and it's a little different now, you know? And so I'm working real hard right now to set up a nice solid schedule, but I do want to do more solo shows sometimes, you know what I mean? And I think I'm trying to get it to where, Top Lops and I do like a regular show at least every 2 weeks too. And then, you know, eventually if we get enough supporters for the show financially, I'll start doing like daily news stuff, man on the street stuff. I'm going to do a lot more, edited content, stuff like that too. So, I have lots of plans for the show, and I'll get there. But I am going to get back to doing the show 5 nights a week. I decided, and my family decided, that that's what's best for me and my mental health. Cause it is my one time to kind of hang out and, do things other than family and work. Cause that's all I do outside of here. So, but yeah, I just didn't have anybody for tonight, and I wanted to hang out with y'all. So I'm doing a special show. Let's see. Meg Knight, what's up, brother? Thanks for the $5 super chat. Josh, have you been working closely with the Libertarian Party of Iowa? I plan to volunteer for Larry Sharp's campaign for governor. No, I have not. I have not been working with the Libertarian Party of Iowa. Actually, I was really, really focused on the family stuff after I moved here, and still part of the LNC, and I was kind of gung-ho about that, and then the show, and then the baby, and so I never actually got into working with them, but I did just see them release a press release, something about the past chair stealing money from the party. It was like $10,000 or something like that, man. Just absolutely insane right now. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't get involved at the time, but I've been thinking about getting more involved locally with the state. And, I did talk to the Iowa Mises Caucus guys in a chat and said that I'd be willing to run for chair of the state if that would help them at all, if nobody else wanted to step up. I've been working on state executive committees and the national committee for about 7 years now. So I have a lot of knowledge about how to run some things. But really will depend on them and what they want to do. And, I don't know. The whole thing's kind of a mess right now. Whoever takes over as chair of the state party is going to have a mess fall in their lap for sure. So it's a little scary. Joshua Bond, man, thanks for being a member for 4 months. Nice. You got that nice green badge, dude. The wife's channel is coming. How's it coming along? So we have a lot of ideas. I took over the editing portion of that stuff. And so we put out that first video. Came out really good. I think for a guy who's never done any video editing, it came out pretty good. And I have a second video that I need to finish editing, and then we'll have that out. We'd like to put out a video a week, but it's just not feasible right now. So hopefully soon we will have that going pretty soon. Let's see. Let's get some other chats here. Who wins in a fist fight, Rittenhouse or Gross Guts with one arm? I think Rittenhouse, dude. It depends. Do they both have guns? Which demographic is more likely to vote libertarian, Lulberts or Jimmy Dore style progressives? To vote libertarian, definitely the Lulberts. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that at all. Michael Bolden in the chat, buddy. Let's do a show soon, like next week or something if you have time. Text me because they took down my old Twitter. Why do you love me so much? Why do I love you so much, Michael Bolden? You're like one of the literally one of the best dudes in the whole world, man. I love you to death. What's your take on the post-libertarian movement, Craig? I think I kind of answered that. If not, let me know. SDG, yes, the Discord is definitely lit. It's such a cool community, and the Break the Cycle Discord community is great. I mean half the people in the chat are in there, and they're so cool, dude. Like, just really, really great people. Joshua Bond, is it too soon to call getting blasted on the weekend getting written housed? I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I think it's good. SDG, what's up, brother? Oh, you got that nice icy blue badge too. I like seeing you guys with the badges, man. They're pretty cool. I like all the different colors. They kept implying that Kyle re-racked his gun when his hand never left the gun in the video. The defense's lack of gun knowledge is pretty bad too. They should be making a better case. Yeah. I mean, as soon as Binger picked up the gun, I was like, wow, these guys really have no fucking clue what they're talking about when it comes to firearms. And like, I'm not a gun guy, right? Like, I've been to the range, I go to the range, I own firearms, like, you know, I shoot. But I'm not like, you know, I'm not like, like, as much as I want to be a part of Goon Twitter, I'm not a part of Goon Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, I love those guys. They're cool shit, but I'm not like, I don't know, like gun ammo sexual guy, right? Like, I'm from a place that people don't hunt. You know, we have guns for self-defense because it's a bad place where I'm from. Now I live in a place where everyone hunts. So I'm like trying to learn how to hunt. I want people to take me out like bow hunting and shit. So I'll probably get some more rifles and all that stuff, but I just am not, I'm not anywhere near as smart when it comes to guns as a lot of the people on my Twitter. But I'm definitely smarter than Binger. There's no doubt about it. J-Chan 59. How about the Warriors though? What's up, buddy? I love my Dubbies, dude. I really do. I'm a big fan. Big fan of the Dubs. And I waited 33 years to watch them win a national championship. And then several years later, I actually got to interview Andrew Bogut on the show. So that was really cool. Especially because we share a lot of political views. And to know that you share a lot of political views with like one of your sports heroes is a cool thing, man. It really is. Let's see. Niners are up 14-7. Jimmy Ward has two INTs, one for a pick six. Yeah, that's crazy, dude. I'm not a Niners fan, so I do root for the Niners when they're not playing the Cowboys, which isn't very often. So, but I'm a Cowboys fan who grew up in the East Bay area. let's see. As long as he's not looking amosh, you know what I mean? Hey, man, he's all right. Libertarian podcast review. What's up, brother? Binger is a POS, but his hair is on point. Mike Ravel, you want me to tell you my favorite dad joke? I put this on my TikTok and no one really laughed, but it's my favorite dad joke, dude. I guess not really a dad joke per se, but it is definitely like a really cheesy joke. I don't know. You guys let me know in the chat if you want to hear it, the barbiturate joke. It's pretty funny. What's been your favorite part of the Rittenhouse trial? The prosecution getting BTFO'd or the memes? Oh, man. That's a hard one, dude. The memes are just beautiful, dude. But the memes are the prosecution getting BTFO'd, though, right? That's part of it. Really, I mean, all these wonderful Binger memes are hilarious because they're getting just wrecked so badly, you know? Oh, what's up, Flinton Faction Man? What's going on? $5 super chat. He said, when we fighting dorks together, you take Hudak, I'll take on the leftovers. Those guys don't want to fight me, dude. You know, I had this guy here in Iowa, lives in Marshalltown, about 40 minutes away. And he kept saying, hey, man, I'm going to fight you. Just let me know where you're at. And he was like posting memes of like there was like a meme of like a family all looking upset. And he's like, what somebody's family looks like when you have to, I don't know, beat their provider up or whatever. I don't know. He's saying all this shit. He's like, give me an address. So the other night I was like, all right, look, I'm going to be off work 5:30. Here's an address. I gave him an address to a soccer field down the street and waited for him. He didn't show up. Waited a whole hour. Didn't show up. You know, these people are pussies, dude. They talk a bunch of shit online. They're not going to do anything in real life. Dude's 45 minutes away from me talking shit and he wouldn't show up. So that's on him. are you suggesting Josh is a neckbeard? This is not a neckbeard, dude. this is a legit beard. Like, it doesn't grow up super high on my cheeks like some people, but it is not a neck beard. That is all on my jaw. I got some on my neck too, but not much. Do less shows so you can go on other shows. That way you get your name out there more. Yeah, I guess. We'll see. When I had Dan over here, Dan Smotts, the other day, doing the show in the studio with me, he took a bunch of video. We went out and did like shot around Des Moines and stuff like that. And he's doing a new promo ad for me. So I'll be able to run some ads on Google. So that'll be good. Hopefully that will help a little bit. We definitely want to get some more people in here, man. I'd be stoked about that. Outlaw Barber, I registered as a Democrat when I turned 18 because I didn't see a difference. I am 35 now, and I still see no difference. I hang out with Meacox here, and I am an anarchist, so I won't re-register. Totally cool, man. The more people that opt out of the state, the better. I love it, dude. Opt out. Let's see. Michael Bolden, you are. I'm in for another show. Not till after Thanksgiving, though. We'll hit you up. Yeah, dude, just let me know, man. I'd love to have you back on. Talk about some shit. You know, I always just like hanging out with you. Nathan, can you do a local so I don't have to go through Patreon? Sir, you do not have to go through Patreon. You can go right here through this channel on my YouTube, or you can join my Subscribestar, which is a lot cooler than Patreon, but a lot of people don't sign up over there for some reason. Everybody wants to go on Patreon. Patreon's fine too, but both of them get you the same perks. It's just another, like another Patreon, but they don't yeet people for not talking about the correct things. And that's just Subscribestar, all one word, .com/breakthecyclejs. So you can sign up over there. It'll get you in the Discord server, all that great stuff. You can get the same perks. I do have a bunch of shirts and mugs that I need to send out next week. Some people that have joined the Patreon over the last month or so haven't got them yet. So hopefully I can get that to them. And then I got my buddy in Australia who for some reason still has not, gotten his mug. So I got to figure out what's going on there. Let's see. Watching Richards try to charge the rifle is pathetic. Yeah, dude, the whole thing was just, it was fucking stupid. Everybody who touched that gun in the courtroom looked like an idiot. Josh fighting Hudak just ain't fair. We need a Josh and Dickie sober rematch. Dickie, I will wreck you, dude. I love you to death, buddy. But don't. Just stop it. Sober or not. Also, don't want to watch a fair. I just want to watch. Memes are fire. Keep your binger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Can confirm Josh is a strong boy. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I got that fat boy strength. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not super fat, but I got fat boy strength for sure. I got this hat in like Oregon, I think. It's like some kind of like hippie Oregon hat. I don't know. I don't know who makes it. It doesn't have a tag on it. I think I ripped it off. Nice hat though. I enjoy it. Or maybe I got this one at Ross. I don't know. Man, you guys got all quiet all of a sudden. What's going on here? Did I lose the chat? Do I hate the Antichrist? Daniel Tolbert, what the fuck do you think? Of course I hate the Antichrist, dude. Antichrist sucks. I wish I had time to watch the trial. It sounds like a sitcom. Yeah, dude. If you don't have time, well, I guess it's, you know, you can always go back and watch like the Fox feed and what the fuck is it? The Rikety Law Center or whatever. They did a really cool stream where they had 10 lawyers on, like commenting on the trial as it was going on. That was the one that I watched for a long time. Then YouTube took it down, so I switched over to the Fox link for a while. And then I went back. It was just an absolute shit show. But you can go back and watch bits and pieces of it. I'd suggest definitely watching like Gage Grosskreutz testimony. Definitely watch Kyle on the stand and just listen to Binger as much as you can, because it's so funny and horrible. The Rikita stream, it was really, really good, dude. Like, really good. No tax, good tax. The Discord moved me from libertarian to ANCAP, so a great community and we're joining. Dude, they really are, man. I can't, you know, I've been kind of absent from the Discord for a while, just a lot of shit going on. And I think my brain needed a kind of a break from all kinds of shit. But I really love that community. I can't stress that enough. Like, the people in that chat are just cool as shit, man. There's really cool people in there. Ryan S, does Odyssey have a streaming feature? I try to watch less on YouTube. It seems like the alt never streamed live. So, yeah. So they do have streaming on there. And my intention with the show is that once they are in tandem with Restream, I will stream to YouTube and Odyssey at the same time. And some other BitChute and some other Twitch and stuff like that as well. I'll do multiple streams across all different platforms, but that's only when Odyssey works on Restream. Right now, they don't. And unfortunately, YouTube with the channel members and all that stuff is like the only way that I can really, you know, make money for my content on here. So that, and then the Patreon and Subscribestar. So we stream here, and then it does go, my shows are on Odyssey. It automatically uploads within a couple hours after the show, but they're uploaded. They're not live. So unfortunately it's a problem. I do love Odyssey, but they need some updates too, man. It's really hard to watch anything on that site in anything better than like 240. It gets really, really laggy. They don't have the option on mobile to close the app and still have it, you know, picture in picture like YouTube does, which is really helpful for me at work when I'm doing other things on my phone. I can have, you know, the phone stuff and then have the YouTube playing in the corner still. Just a lot of stuff like that you can't do on Odyssey that I hope they fix soon. Let's see. Who would win in a fight between Alex Jones after railing Super Male Vitality versus Fat Mike, and he has body armor and a sock full of doorknobs? Definitely Alex Jones. Fat Mike is a big bitch. Big old bitch. Can't fight at all, man. That guy sucks. If you don't know who Fat Mike is, he's the lead singer of NoFX, and he's another one of those Rage for the Machine guys, man. It really breaks my heart. He used to be such an anarchist and an anti-war guy, and now he's like, yeah, fucking take your vaccines and listen to Joe Biden. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. What happened to you? What happened? You're mangina. You're a mangina. Jason Booth. Akmel Kozayev, MMA fighter in Guam, got into a heated argument with a doctor over koof and jab. He choked the doc out and then stabbed him in the neck with a bone from dinner. Well, fuck, that's unfortunate, man. That's a rough situation, but man, I think there's going to be a lot more violence over the coof, dude. Like, I don't think we've seen the amount of violence that's coming. I don't think we've even seen a decent portion of it yet, because people are getting fed up. They're mad. You know, you're trying to take everything they have from them. At some point, you can only take so much before people have nothing left. Hi, kids.
Are you sick to death of pussyfooting around the truth while being constantly fed lies by news and big tech tyrants? If so, then come join me, Dan Smotz, on The System Is Down, where we get weird, have fun, and dig into all the dangerous taboo topics like conspiracies, politics, religion, culture, current events, and everything your family just prays you don't bring up around the Thanksgiving dinner table. And I know that reality is scary to some people, so if you're easily offended, just ignore this and go back to making cat memes or whatever. But if you're ready to change the world for the better, come join me on The System Is Down at tsidpod.com or wherever you get podcasts. That's tsidpod.com, because the system is down and truth is taking over.
And when you have nothing left, you're dangerous. You're a dangerous person. You know what I mean? Let's see. It's all good, man. Get your shit right. We ain't that demanding. Yeah, but I love making content for you guys. I love having great guests on the show. You know, on top of that, it's become a revenue stream for my family, which is extremely important to me. I can't stress that enough. You know, as a sole provider for 9 people and 7 kids, it's really become invaluable to my family. And so it's just like doing another job, but I enjoy it, and I enjoy hanging out with you guys, and I enjoy the chats and all that stuff. So, you know, that's a cool thing. That's a good part of it's like the one time I get to hang out with my friends, really. You know what I mean? I get to hang out with the people who come on the show. I get to hang out with the chat. I mean, it's the only time I really get to hang out with my friends, man, outside of working and chilling with my family and doing Libertarian Party stuff. So I enjoy it. It's good for me. But I did need a little break in my head. So let's see. I watch most of your content on Odyssey, but when I see you go live, I can't wait. Thanks, Ryan, man. I really appreciate it, dude. Like, I do. And you guys should all go. All you should make an Odyssey account. And all you guys should go over to Odyssey and follow my channel over there, just in case, you know, they'll take me off YouTube eventually. Thankfully, I haven't gotten any videos pulled yet at all. I haven't got any warnings or anything like that, but I do have several videos that are demonetized. So I don't know. Who knows? I've been trying. What's up, Dirty? How you doing? I've been trying to do a lot more Odyssey watching. Want to migrate off YouTube and let it go the way of MySpace. Yeah. I think it'd be really cool. I mean, if we could get there, you know. Craig, how many states are the Mecocs the majority now? I think last time I checked, it was like 26 or 27, and they still got like an entire another year of conventions, state conventions before the national convention. Well, not a year. I guess it's 7-8 months now, but you know, there's still a whole convention season. There's literally 8 months of conventions for them to take more state boards and get more delegates and all that stuff. So I think the Mecocs are doing really well, man, and I appreciate all the work. And Jeff Douglas, who's just been absolutely invaluable to Mies Caucus. I don't know if you saw that, but he resigned from the board today, stating he had some health shit and family stuff he needed to take care of. I mean, that guy was the state coordinator for the National Caucus. I mean, he literally did so much work to get the caucus to where it is today. And so if Jeff sees this, or anybody can tell Jeff, like, I love that guy to death, man. And I'm super proud of the work that he's done for the caucus, for sure. I couldn't believe that how much he's done. Henry Barrickett, what's up, man? Thanks for the $2 super chat. Are you still running for vice chair? Currently, yes. And I have a call with Michael Heiss and Angela McArdle tomorrow. I don't know how that's going to go. They want to talk about the slate and all that stuff. So we'll see how that goes with the caucus. Of course, I would love to have the Mises Caucus support. You know, for anybody who's followed me for the last half a decade, I took a lot of arrows for the caucus, man. I mean, that's the moderate explanation. I traveled to 40 states when there was only like one Mecoc at every state, and I really took the brunt of the attacks for the Mises Caucus for the first couple years, just so that we could put it on the map, man, and it can become what it is today. And so, you know, I'm not saying I'm entitled to the support of the Mises Caucus, but I would like to have it. There's no doubt about it. I put in a lot of work for them for a lot of years. So it'd be nice, but, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And, you know, as of right now, I'm still running for vice chair. I don't see a better candidate that has stepped up for vice chair, and that's always kind of been my thing. Unless there's a better candidate running, I'm going to run. And I don't see one. I definitely don't think, you know, Eric Rodsep is the one. He's coming from a caucus that had past leaders such as Joe Bishop Hinchman and Ashley Slade from Boston. That's not really what I want to see leading our party. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen, man? But I am currently running. Yes. Let's see. Beto is running for governor of Texas. Yes. And I was surprised to see that, because I thought that the DNC had euthanized Beto O'Rourke last year. So very, very shocked to see that he's still alive. I thought they put him out of his misery, but, you know, whatever. That's my fiance, Julia, asking me if I'll make her more coffee when I'm done. Yes, I will, sweetie. I love you. What are your top three podcasts you think we should watch other than yours? Okay, well, I'm a big fan of Counterflow with Buck Johnson. It was actually one of the only podcasts I've ever been a patron of. So I'm a big, big fan there. Of course, Tom. I think Tom is invaluable to this movement. Nobody is more knowledgeable. And anything that Scott Horton is on. But there's just so many. There's so many. I mean, the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden, you got to listen to that. Dave Smith, of course, if you want, you know, some really hardcore liberty talk and shit. I like Robbie Bernstein's podcast. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. Why can't I think? I was just on Liberty and Health. That was a good one. Who else? God, there's so many. There's just so many podcasts. It's so hard to keep up, man. It really is. But there's a lot of good ones out there, man. Way better than mine. Maybe not better, you know, doesn't have better production quality, but, Dickie Walnuts, $2 super chat. One Josh for first five Hudax. Who wins in a fight? That's a rough one, dude. Maybe five, he might take me if they're like getting my ankles and shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. Jay Busy Brown, man, what my mama do? She's a controller of an office. That's what she does. She controls an office. So she basically keeps all the books and schedules and all that stuff. It's for a magazine, a car collecting magazine, which is kind of cool. She does pretty good there. GC Anarchy, thanks for the $5 super chat, brother. I appreciate you. Sorry you got kicked off Twitter the same week I did. How far are the Cowboys getting this year? Man, I don't even want to talk about it. You guys know I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, and you know, you can talk all the shit you want. I haven't got to watch them win a Super Bowl since the 90s, so it's not like I'm some fair weather fan or anything. But man, dude, if they play like they did this weekend, they're a Super Bowl caliber team. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. They made the Falcons look like a college team, and not a good college team either. If they play like they did against Denver, we won't make it out of the first round of the playoffs again. So, I mean, it's really what it's going to come down to. I'm hoping that the Denver game was a fluke. I'm hoping that, Dak had diarrhea or something. I don't know. And it was just a rough game for them. But I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see what happens, dude. I would like to say that they're a Super Bowl caliber team this year, but I say that every year when they're doing good and then we don't make it out of the first round of the playoffs. So who knows? Nicholas Marshall, what's up, man? What kind of culture do you think we need to create to move the needle towards our side? This is a great question. So recently I've been working on some rebrands for the show too. Kind of why I was going through this doing this new promo ad with Dan Smotts. Culture is more important to me right now than politics. Okay. We're never going to influence the politics if we can't influence the culture. There's just too many dumbasses out there right now that listen to the culture and think that that's all it is. They believe every word that comes from whatever culture bubble they live in. All culture needs to be influenced. We need more media. We need more bands, rappers, musicians that are that agree with us on liberty forward society. We need more, everything. Anything you can think of, dude. Comedians, actors. We need people that are willing to stand up against the state tyranny, especially the stuff we've seen over the last 2 years. More people like Kyrie Irving and Andrew Bogut and Mark Pellegrino, who I've had on the show, actor, and more rappers High-Rez and them guys, guys like that who are willing to put this music in this music out that goes against the mainstream narrative. And so it's like all aspects of culture need to be influenced because those are the people who are doing the influencing of society. And so, it's all of it, dude. It's an all encompassing thing. Anybody who deals in any kind of culture, we need to be influencing them and we need to back them when they stand up against the narrative. That's what I said. I'm not a big fan of whatever the hell her name is, that rapper woman. God, I'm such a boomer right now. Nicki Minaj, right? Like I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan. I don't listen to fucking Nicki Minaj songs. But when she came out and was like, hey, this shit's kind of crazy. Like we shouldn't, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. We need to elevate that shit because she's got like a million plus person platform. You know what I mean? Just on Twitter. We need to be elevating that stuff. We don't have to agree with everybody on everything. But we do need to elevate the voices who are willing to stand up against all that stuff. So right now you have 420 Odyssey followers. Want to mess that up? Yes. I need more people following me on Odyssey. And actually that's a lot more than I thought I had on there. So that's pretty cool, man. It's good to know. Let's see. Anarchy Among Friends roundtable discussion is like 113th on Josh's list. Jason, I'll come on your show, dude. Let's do one soon. Let me know, man. Why won't you face Mitch Connor from Swamp Creatures and COD? Are you afraid? No, I told him we could do it, dude. I'll 1v1 him in Rust anytime, dude. But listen, he's going to get embarrassed. Terribly, terribly, terribly embarrassed. I'll play him if that's what he wants to do, man. And then I'm still not going to end up on Swamp Creatures because he's just going to lose. He's going to be embarrassed, and I'm not going to be on your show. Sucks, dude. Let's see. I can't deal with the Browns any longer. Boys are my second team, and I've loved Dak since college. Nice, dude. Yeah, Browns. That's like I feel bad for Browns fans and people who are like my friends that are Raiders fans. I always feel really bad for. Dirty, you're a lifelong Broncos fan. That was an outliner. I couldn't believe it either, dude. It was, I literally three quarters in, I basically just walked out of the room. I couldn't even watch the damn game anymore. It really made me sad. Yeah, High-Rez is dope. And I've been talking to High-Rez. He's going to be, on the show maybe this week. If not, definitely next week. So I'll have High-Rez on. That's going to be a fun show. We'll definitely have that conversation. If you like a little bit of hip hop, there's a guy named Joe Murray that raps on liberty and anarchism. I'll definitely check it out. So the COD Mobile won't download on my phone, Dickie, for some reason. I don't know why, but I'll see what I can do. Let's see. Opsis1, what's going on, brother? How you doing? Why not bring more MCs on the channel, even ones that aren't libertarian, that will actually talk out the philosophies? Yes, I agree. And that's so I was talking about that a little bit earlier, how I'm kind of rebranding the show so it's not just a libertarian show. I don't want to get pigeonholed into the libertarian, pigeonhole. And so we're going to put more of a focus on culture, and it's going to be, you know, entertainment, music, comedy, stuff like that. So it won't just be, it's not just going to be libertarians. And it hasn't. I mean, largely I've had people on that weren't libertarian or you know, identify as libertarians. Most of them have a political slant towards liberty, you know, like Ari the Rugged Man when I had him on, and Zuby, and when I had Mark Pellegrino on and stuff like that. They're not like libertarians per se, but they definitely have a slant to them. But I am going to be doing a lot more than that, a lot more than that. So that's coming. Everyone needs to tell Joshua that they want to see homeschooling guests on here. Yes, baby, I know. She really wants me to have, what's her name? I always forget her name. That radical unschooling lady. This is off subject. What's up, Outlaw Barber? This is off subject, but I was blocked by Josh Jenny, the comedian on Twitter, and have no idea why I was blocked. Anyone know him in here? Tell him no hard feelings. I don't know. He was on my show. That's pretty funny that he usually doesn't block people, man. That's really weird that he would block you, because he's got some serious haters, dude. Like bad, bad haters. They were like blowing up my show in the chat. I made probably $150 on super chats on that show because people wanted to sling insults on him that came up on the screen. And I told him, do you want to answer these questions? He's like, oh dude, I'll stay here all night if they're going to be throwing money at you. So he did. It was really, really cool, man. Really cool stuff. Josh is funny, dude. Let's see. Cardi B, the one named after the Eric Cartman's hand. I don't know what you're talking about. Julia's channel is called Julia, J-L-Y-A, Annalise, A-N-N-A-L-I-S-E. If you just look that up, you'll find it. She's only got the one video on there right now, but it came out all right. Sorry, guys. The beard is righteous, but the stash is looking hella underrated. My mustache? I'm not talking about my mustache. Oh, Larry, thanks for the $5 super chat. Made you look. Yes, you did. Who is your daddy and what does he do? My dad is a piece of shit that I've only met once. And he's a drunk, womanizing, beating asshole. So that's what my daddy does. I try to spend my entire life not being like him. So by a vote of 31 to 29, the Wyoming Republican Party will no longer recognize Liz Cheney as a member of the GOP. Did that really happen, Jason? Because that's fucking hilarious, dude. I love that. That's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let's see. I was replying to Diggy once. I still don't know. Love your nature. I love your show. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I do. I try to put on a good show for you guys. You know, I'm definitely not like the smartest liberty podcaster out there. Let's be honest. I'm not. I don't always have the most interesting stuff to say, but the production value is good and I bring on good guests. That's the important thing. You know, people smarter than me. So, that's the one, the Kiwi. What's up, Kiwi man? Thanks for the $5 super chat. Thanks for all you do to fight the state. Much love, brother. Much love to you too. Really seriously. Thank you guys so much, for all that you've done for us and all that you do, fighting. I have not watched a single episode of Yellowstone Anarchy. Not one. Wow. That really happened. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you to the state of Wyoming Republicans for, letting Liz Cheney know that she's a piece of shit. We appreciate it. Skylar Collins from Everything Voluntary would be a good guest. Peaceful parenting and unschooling. Nice. Aw, you broke the cycle by being a way better dad than your dad was to you. I appreciate it. I really do. Oh, my little sister's in the chat. What's up, Kaylee Ann? How you doing? That's cool. I didn't even know you knew I had a show. That's really cool. I love you, kid. Thanks for stopping by. Wyoming is based. Maybe GOP Liberty is right. Time to take the GOP. I'd love to see it, man. I'd love to see it. Damn, do we have the same dad, Josh? I was born in Northern California too. So my dad, my biological dad, has like, I don't know, 17 children or something spread out across the United States. But there's only two of us that are from California, and we're both from the Bay Area, and I'm the oldest, and then he's like a year younger than me. His name's Steven. So unless you're Steven, I doubt it. Unless you're from Pennsylvania at some point, because he's got like all the rest of his kids live in Pennsylvania, and I've never even met him. I've never met all my brothers and sisters, so, but I got a lot of them. I found a way to get Michael Malice on your show, Swamp Creatures Podcast. Don't you give me hope like that, dude. Don't you listen, somebody asked if he would go on my show and he or what it would take to have him on my show, and he literally said in a live chat, a court order. It would take a court order to get Michael Malice on my show. So don't get my hope up. Don't get my hopes up. Love you, kid. Thank you so much for coming by. Yeah, Dana Martin or something. She's the radical unschooling lady that my fiance keeps telling me to have on the show. So, Dickie Walnuts. Josh is definitely not the smartest Liberty podcaster, but he is 100% the coolest. I appreciate it, man. I really do. I'm not, and I get it. Nature, I'm a SoCal kid. I know you're from Cali. I would love to see Tim Baum on your show, lead singer from Fishbone, the NoFX band. My shitty father is a Steven, but not your dad. Yeah, man. I would love to have anybody from Fishbone on the show. That'd be really cool. I could definitely do so. I need, like I said in the beginning of this show, I'm going to have to start reaching out to more people and getting the schedule booked like I used to. I used to have it booked 30 days out, but I was only doing two shows a week at the beginning. So get Binger to compel Malice onto the show. Oh, I wonder if I can get Binger. If I could get a court order from Binger to Michael Malice to come on my show, he would do it. I know he would do it. That'd be fucking hilarious. That'd be so funny. That would be, you know, if you guys, hey, listen, if any of you guys are close to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you can let Binger know that we need even if it's a fake court order for Michael Malice, that'd be great. Let's see. When is Julia going to be a guest on my show? We've talked about it. She just hasn't done it. So, this is a question that I really piss people off with, Dickie. You sure you want me to answer this? Dickie says, which state has the best barbecue and why is it my Tar Heel state? I disagree. I think it's Missouri, man. I think Missouri has the best barbecue. So, I will say that, Carolina's barbecue is up there. I think Tennessee has very good barbecue. I'm not a fan of Texas barbecue almost at all. So I think Texas has good brisket, and that was about it for me. Other than that, I wasn't a big fan of the Texas barbecue. So, yeah, I don't know. We don't need to do the barbecue discussion anymore. I always make everyone mad, but it's true. Missouri has the best barbecue. You can't argue that with me. Yes, Missouri. Kansas City. Specifically, because I like ribs. They have the best ribs. I like North Carolina's barbecue, and I like their crazy mustard barbecue sauces, but it's just not as good as Kansas City barbecue sauce, dude. You know, Nature, I used to live in Washington State as well, Southern Washington. I lived in Sam Creek and Vancouver. And you're right, the barbecue in the Pacific Northwest is not great. But if you want fish and chips, man, Ivers in Seattle is some of the best in the whole world, probably. Binger will be the next guest of honor at Bohemian Grove. Perfect. Hopefully they will sacrifice him. Cali barbecue is top-notch. The ghetto knows how to cook. Yeah, but California is weird. It just takes like all of its food from other places, right? Like the pizza is the only thing that they really have their own kind of calling for. And it's like the barbecue chicken pizza, but everything else is just taken. Yeah. Tri-tip is a big thing in California. That's true. And I think personally, I like tri-tip way better than I like brisket. So, and ball tip too. I like ball tip a lot too. They're both really good. Let's see. Dickie Walnuts, there is nothing better than a pulled pork sandwich with Hush Puppies from Smithfields. I've been on a vegetarian diet for about 6 weeks now, though. Oklahoma barbecue beats everyone. No. Outlaw Barber, no. I can't, bro. We can't let that slide on this show, dude. And listen, Oklahoma's got some great food, man. But barbecue, you got to go get some Kansas City barbecue, brother. Sorry. No tax, good tax. Thanks for being a member for 3 months, brother. I appreciate you. Tex-Mex or California Mexican food? It's not, there's no argument there. It's California. I mean, California, real Mexican food, authentic Mexican food is the best Mexican food. But Tex-Mex can be good, too. It hits a different spot, man. You know, the fajitas, the Tex-Mex fajitas are killer. Some of the best fajitas I've ever had, for sure. Let's see. Yeah, so if we're talking pulled pork specifically, then North Carolina. Yeah, maybe. I know plenty of lawyers. We can get that court order from Alice. That'd be hilarious. If somebody could help us draft up, even if it's a fake court order, to send a malice to go and break the cycle, that'd be pretty funny. That'd be a good joke. I'd like that a lot. Let's see. Outlaw Barber Josh, the pizza joint in Oklahoma City was probably Empire Pizza from what you were describing. I really don't remember it. I'd have to ask my buddy Andrew. Favorite caliber handgun, Craig? Good question. I'm a 45 guy. That's how I roll. I've only carried 45s. So I have really, really big hands, so I carry big guns. No, I'm not going to say 40 cal. Nicholas Marshall, Magnus Panvidia would be a good, interesting guest for the show. Not sure if you know him. Yes, I do know him, and I have had him on the show. So if you scroll down, you will find that there's an episode from several months ago with Magnus. It was a good episode. We had a good time. So, Dickie Walnuts, I won't fight Josh too bad on the barbecue because it depends on the meat. Exactly. Any good stories from going to libertarian events on the road, embarrassing or not? Yes. Yes. So many. So many really funny stories. But if you guys want to hear my favorite story is probably, and I've told it on the show, I think already, but my favorite story is definitely, I went to the Libertarian Party of Louisiana's state convention. Okay. And a lot of these state conventions, you know, I could get like plane tickets the week of and fly into them and find a hotel to stay at or stay at the convention hotel or whatever. I had friends in I had a lot of friends in different states. I stayed with friends at some of them and stuff like that. A donor donated to me to go to the Louisiana State Convention the day I was supposed to leave. So I hopped on a plane that Friday and I flew into New Orleans. Got off the plane, decided I was going to go find a hotel. All the hotel rooms were booked at the convention hotel by the airport. So I started calling around, and what I found out was WWF's WrestleMania was in town. And all of the hotels were booked all throughout New Orleans, right? And it was kind of shitty. You know, I was like, oh, fuck, well, I don't know what I'm going to do now. And so I went and met up with my buddy Lonnie Dupree, who's a great guy. We kind of rolled around, and then I saw this little, like, seriously run down, like, shitty, like, roach heroin motel, like, in the French Quarter. So I was like, well, you know, you only live once. So I went in. It was like $30 for the night, and I was like, hell yeah, dude, that's cheap. And I went up, and the hotel bed was covered in plastic, and like the floorboards were kind of like arching up because I think from the flooding, and they had never really fixed them. It smelled bad in there. There was people like ODing or coming down off heroin in the lobby. And it was really, really bad. And I was just like, well, fuck it. I'm going to sleep here tonight, and then I'll find somewhere else to sleep tomorrow night. And so my buddy Lonnie leaves, and this was Friday night. So I didn't really have anything to do with the Libertarian Party that night. I was going to get up the next day and go to the convention, and you know, I had my suits and stuff, but I was like, I don't know, 10 blocks from Bourbon Street. And I'm in my 30s. I've never been to Bourbon Street. I'm really excited to go check it out. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to walk to Bourbon Street tonight and party, and I'll come back to the hotel and sleep. And then I'll wake up, take a lift over to the convention. And so I took a shower in this really shitty shower. It had like rust all over the tub, and took a shower, and then I start walking. It's nighttime. It's late at night, and I'm walking through, you know, the French Quarter or whatever. And I don't realize that I look, I'm in a place that I am definitely, out of place at, you know, probably don't see a lot of white dudes walking through this neighborhood. And I realize that the people sitting on the stoops are like standing up as I walk by and like checking, you know, and checking. And I'm from a place that's kind of like that. And so, like, you know, I wasn't worried or anything, but definitely people were freaking out on me. So I stopped, immediately got one of these hand grenades that everyone kept talking about. They're like, don't drink more than two of the hand grenades. And I was like, I'm going to throw back these hand grenades all night. So I drank a couple of hand grenades. I'm walking down Bourbon Street by myself, watching this debauchery and craziness. And all of a sudden I see this lion-haired guy walking towards me. And as he gets closer, I realize that it's Mark Claire, the host of Lions of Liberty. And so I'm just like, Mark, and he's like, holy shit, what are you doing here? And so we, you know, had this like Sound of Music, like running embrace. And then he was there for WrestleMania. He wasn't there for any libertarian stuff. He works for Fox News or something like that. And was there doing some work and Fox Sports or something. And so we partied all night long, dude. I mean, it was probably 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, I finally looked down. I'm like, yo, buddy, I gotta get back to the hotel and get like at least an hour of sleep before I go to the convention. So I walked all the way back through the same neighborhood in the middle of the night, and there was all the same people were still on the porch, like watching me. And I went and slept in this room in my clothes on top of the comforter. I was like, no way I'm getting under these blankets. And then the next night I ended up sleeping in the lobby of the convention hotel. I like ordered McDonald's on DoorDash. That was a wild story. And then, of course, I went at my first convention last year, or my first run, my first state convention that I went to was the Arizona State Convention, which at the time was Nicholas Sarwark's state. And I was running against Nicholas Sarwark, and we didn't like each other, obviously. And I showed up there and slept in a bathtub at Adam Kokesh's Airbnb because it was the only place I could find that people weren't like partying and shit. And so I went to sleep in the bathtub, and then I accosted Nick at the state convention, walked up on him. I actually have a video of it. I'll play it one of these times for you guys. When I walked up to him, I was like, when are you going to debate me? Because he was like ducking me for all these debates. I was trying to get a debate with him. He kept ducking me. So pretty wild, man. Pretty wild. Now I got to go back and check all these chats. How many people we still got? We still got 25 people in here hanging out. You guys are awesome, man. Let's see. Dude, you would trip seeing how Salmon Creek has changed. House is being built like crazy. It's sad. Yeah, they were building. I left Salmon Creek. I think I left Salmon Creek about 3 years ago. Three or four. No, longer than that. Four years ago. Maybe a little longer. And they were already doing a ton of building, dude. We lived right across the street from the hospital there. And those really kind of nice older apartments. They're a nice apartment. Big two-bedroom apartment. In that area was like... I think $12.59 a month at the time or something. I know it's gone way up. Looks like Tim's tweet might get you malice after all. No one's getting me malice. Don't get my hopes up like this, buddy. Listen, 45 is not a boomer round, dude. That's just knock it off. It's a trap question. You can't really compare Tex-Mex and Mexican food. It's like comparing sushi and seafood. True. Very true. Two world wars, bro. Yes. Yep. Can legally have 10 rounds at 45 in California. Here you can have 13 or whatever. You can have extended mags and all that good shit. He's actually Michael Revelle. Jason Booth is actually from the same exact city that I'm from, that I grew up in. Is that a room in my house? Yes, sis. This is my basement, actually. This is where we do the show, in the basement. Oh, sorry. I got to catch up on the Dickie Wellness drank 3 hand grenades and like 8 shots. I believe that. You drunk motherfucker. Sounds similar to my trip to Baltimore by myself without Mark Claire, though. Yeah, dude. If you ever like actually get a chance to, I'm old now, man, and I got 7 kids. But dude, I used to party. I definitely used to party. Swamp Creatures, yes. If I do keep running for vice chair. And do some traveling. I never miss the Florida state conventions. Those are my favorite. So, Kayleanne Cox, definitely new legendary. New Year's a few years ago was one to remember. No one can outdrink Josh though. At least I can't. Well, Kayleanne, you're like 100 pounds soaking wet. Of course you can't, but most people can't, but I don't drink like I used to, man. I used to drink a lot. I have probably, over the last 2 years, I've probably had like drank maybe 15 times over the last 2 years. So not like it used to be, man. All right, guys, we're over an hour. I'm going to go get all these babies to bed. If you guys got any more pressing questions, drop them in the chat. I'll try to get them answered. Nah, Dickie, I don't think you can outdrink me, bud. Even on my worst days, I don't think you could. I'm a big dude, man. I'm like 240 pounds. I'm not little at all, dude. At all. So, and I have a lot of years of drinking. A lot more years of drinking than you do. Because I think you're in your 20s, right? I'm like almost 40, man. I'll just have a worse hangover than you. That's all. Let's see. Guys, go check out my sponsors, man. You know Top Lobster, the man, toplobster.com. The man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get all kinds of great hand-drawn graphic tees, hats, shirts, backpacks. I don't know. They got all kinds of shit. There is a Break the Cycle backpack on there, by the way. My nephew, his mom got him one for his birthday not too long ago. Or my mom got him one for his birthday because that's what he wanted. And they're really cool backpacks, dude. Like, really, really cool. But it's definitely some good stuff over at Top Lobster. Go check it out. Use BTC at checkout for a 10% discount. Or join the Patreon, subscribe, star, become a member of the YouTube channel, and you get into the private Discord server where you can get all of Top Lobster's new gear up to 2 weeks before it goes to the general public at a 30% discount. Really, and he's about to drop some new stuff right away, so join as soon as you can. Telling you. And of course, executive producers of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at. Much cheaper and much more efficiently. Let's see. What's going on here? Did I miss anything? I definitely can't outdrink you, pothead. Cool. I'll check it out. Who? We'll see. Next time I see you, Dickie, we'll see what happens, bro. We'll see what happens. But I love you guys to death, man. I'm going to do a show with Top Lobster tomorrow. I'm hoping to get Hi-Rez and Jimmy Levy together booked for this week, but if not this week, for sure next week. But I am promising you guys that I'll have more consistent shows going forward, even if I have to do them alone. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this great AMA. I had a lot of fun with you guys. I'm a much bigger fan of you than you are of me, I promise. But I'll see you tomorrow for the show with Top Lobster. Until then, don't forget to break the cycle.
To explain, the lyrics of my last song may seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and refrain, but I just spent it in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So any violence you commit, I am not an excuse, because I just spent it in Minecraft. But Chipper is my friend and he's constantly cold. Accusations of incitement getting totally old. Make your own choices, yeah, you have control, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Obviously, I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial, of course. And if you're convicted, we will make you a corpse in Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing, I mean, you know it. Your product is getting close to COVID. Holy shit.